Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? I'm back, and I just had spicy food right before recording. So this may not be the best recording ever, but I am so happy to be back. For the past few weeks, I've been a little out of the loop because I broke my elbow rollerblading and had to have surgery. Thank you so much to Shira Moskowitz and to my dad, John Nissenblatt, who took over for me by voicing the past two episodes of Feedback with Earbuds. If you haven't listened to their episodes yet, make sure to check them out. Shira is my co-host on our podcast, Counter Programming, and my dad is a basketball announcer at Pace University, so they both have great voices and made their episodes a ton of fun. Regarding the elbow, though, I'm okay now, and I was wearing a helmet, but just a PSA to always wear a helmet and protective gear anytime you're heading out on wheels. Okay, let's get started with this week's episode. Today we want to tell you about our episode sponsor, Planet and the People. Planet and the People is a climate change podcast where actor Tom Ward Thomas talks to a range of experts to find out what can be done and what is being done to solve the climate crisis. The narrative around climate change is often very preachy and depressing. This podcast aims to untangle the many different issues through easygoing conversations with climatologists, green innovators, pioneers, and much more. It's aimed at anyone who would like more knowledge and should leave them feeling empowered and armed, rather than depressed and defeated. Listen to Planet and the People on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from Chris Adams of Rain City Theater, a theater production company based in Canada. Through this week's podcast picks, we take to the stage. It's all about live musical theater. Here are this week's podcast recommendations. Chris chose the theme Podcasts for the Theater Lover. Why? He writes, "The theater industry has been shut down for over a year. Hopefully, these podcasts will reignite your love for live theater." The first episode of our theme this week is from the podcast Out for Blood, the story of Carrie the Musical, and is called Act One, Cardboard Cars and Unitards. Here's what Chris says about this episode. Two fans conduct a lighthearted deep dive into Broadway's greatest flop, Carrie the Musical, with extensive interviews with cast, crew, creators, and some famous superfans. In this episode, they walk you step by step through the first half of this infamous show. The second episode is from the podcast Black Hair in the Big Leagues and is called Broadway Ain't Too Proud, Neja Thomas. Here's what Chris says about this episode. Salisha Thomas sits down with badass black women on Broadway and talks about all things hair. In this episode, she chats with Neja Thomas, a cast member of the national tour and the Broadway cast of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. She was also an original cast member of the Broadway musical Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Next up, it's Big Diva Energy, and the episode is called Gwen Verdon, Part 1. Here's what Chris writes about this recommendation. Hosts Holly and her husband Tom sit down and talk about the world's greatest divas. This episode covers the legend Gwen Verdon with Twitter sensation Rob Madge. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Broadway Backstory, and the episode is called Hamilton Part 1. Here's what Chris says about this episode. The hosts of this show explore the origins of a musical each week. This episode is the great exploration of Hamilton, and Lin-Manuel Miranda makes an appearance on the show. Next up, it's our last recommendation of the week. This episode comes from the podcast You Can't Say That, and the episode is called John Doyle Part 1. Host Tanya Pinkins invited John Doyle for a cup of tea after seeing his production of The Color Purple. Here's what Chris says about this episode. Pinkins, who's a Tony Award winner, gets down and dirty with her peers about life in the theater world. Thank you to Chris Adams for choosing these podcasts as part of this week's theme, Podcasts for the Theater Lover. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to all of the podcasts that we recommended and more. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in that week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlight podcast for some more audio content. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in the newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. So the podcast being spotlit this week is called Anything for Selena. Here's what it's about. On March 31st, 1995, 9-year-old Maria Garcia came home to find her mother glued to the TV, tears rolling down her rosy cheeks. The phone kept ringing. Relatives in Mexico and the States wanted to know if Maria's family was watching too. American networks and Mexican programming aired the same top story. Selena, the Grammy-winning, ascending Mexican-American pop star, had been killed, swiftly, violently, by the president of her fan club. If you're a fan of Dolly Parton's America, then you'll love this heartbreaking yet informative show. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Usually at this point in the show, I'd play an interview between me and someone doing something groundbreaking or innovative in the podcast space. I have a bunch of interviews recorded that I can't wait to share with you from folks all over the podcast world. We'll get back to those interviews next week. For now, a little teaser with some upcoming names that you're going to hear from. You'll be hearing from Katie Sprenger, executive producer for Goodnight Stories from Rebel Girls. You'll meet Maya Rose Craig, also known as Bird Girl. She hosts the podcast Get Birding. She received an honorary doctorate at the age of 18. I'll also speak with Jordan Gasparet, who runs Local Switchboard NYC, a hyper-local podcast covering New York City's five boroughs. All of these conversations and more will start coming back to Feedback with Earbuds next week. I'm easing back into it. Thank you so much for your patience. Make sure to head to our blog, which can be found at earbudspodcastcollective.org/blog, to check out a list of podcast recommendations celebrating motherhood. Thank you to Julie Neal of A Mother's Quest podcast for curating that list. Yes, it's a little late for Mother's Day, but mothers, you should be appreciated all the time. Again, find that list at earbudspodcastcollective.org/blog. And with that, we're going to wrap it up for the week. We'll be back next week with more podcast recommendations. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslap.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.